Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Count It Down. We're your hosts, Josh and Ryan. Choose a topic and count down their favorite picks until they reach number one. You're sure to be entertained and triggered as each pick is revealed. Here we go. We're counting it down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Another month.
Guess who's back?
Another draft.
Back again.
We're back
to talk some shit. That's pretty good, huh, Pete? Hi.
What up?
What up, dog?
Doing movie characters today.
Yeah, movie characters. I am excited about that.
You're excited about any time we do anything so, movie related.
Yeah, I love
it's
movies.
It's pretty much all you do.
I am
this
a movie.
We should have just called movie countdowns.
I think I should just do a Count It Down movie edition and
do your own podcast.
Yeah, dude, I'll create a Count It Down, base it off that. But anyways,
yeah,
we're back for our favorite movie characters.
You ready to go?
I'm 100% ready. I think you might get one or two of mine, but I got backups.
I don't know. We're different. Now, remember, we're not picking our faves.
Yes.
We're trying to pick the best list that the audience would think is the better list of the two. So
yeah. If like these people are over and you want to hang.
Yeah. Objectively.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm ready.
Trying to be objective, but subjectively picking what we think the best characters are of all time that the general audience would think.
I know.
Because you and I would be different.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I got a good list.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. You're first, sir.
All right. With my number one pick, I'm going to take Forrest Gump. Fuck off. It's a great pick.
Why would you take Forrest Gump? Who wants to hang out with him?
Wait, he don't like it because he's not smart?
No, I was just wondering why you picked Forrest Gump. Like a little reason.
He's an iconic character. Everybody knows Forrest Gump. If you don't know Forrest Gump, you're not American.
You want my number one pick?
Try John Wick.
Nope. I took the dude from Big Lebowski.
I thought about taking him.
Love him.
He's not the greatest character of all time. That's your you took that with the number one?
You said we're creating a list that everybody will like. Everybody loves the dude.
Who's your number two?
Number two, I'm taking Rocky.
He sucks.
Hey, yo.
I'm a douche.
Whoa. Rocky is like one of the most iconic characters of all time. Plus, if you get in a fist fight, he'll back you up, bro. He'll knock him out.
I'll take Batman in my number two pick.
Okay.
That's all Batmans.
Okay.
My number three pick?
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow.
I had the same shit, dog.
I know you did.
Damn. Yeah. Do you look at my phone? Hater?
Who doesn't love Jack Sparrow, though?
I'll take Buzz Lightyear.
I had him on there.
To infinity and beyond. Do I have another pick?
You do.
Next, I will go with Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles.
No.
My pizza guy.
He wasn't even the greatest.
He was the greatest, dude.
No. No.
How many we got left? What number are we on here?
I'm on my number 4 and 5, then you've got 5.
Okay.
I'm actually writing them down this month.
Okay.
All right, with my number 4 pick, Kevin McAllister.
From Home Alone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a dope pick.
And then, because I have to, with my number 5, Harry James Potter.
Okay.
More iconic in the books.
What does he bring to the table for you?
He's the most successful movie franchise of all time. And he's the lead character in the whole thing. Is he my favorite character? Not at all. Is he the most iconic? Yes, the whole entire thing's named after him. That means I've got Forrest Gump, Batman, Jack Sparrow, Kevin McAllister, and Harry Potter. Suck it.
Could you read my 4 right now?
Dude.
Yep.
Rocky.
That's a party.
Buzz.
Yep.
Michelangelo. That's a bitch list. I don't know. That's terrible, dude.
You know what? I'm going to go with somebody that's much like myself, a great party thrower, loves to have a good time.
Stone Cold.
No, that's not a movie character.
He's probably in a movie at one point.
I will take Ferris Bueller, please.
No. Yeah, Bueller. It's iconic. Bueller. Yeah, it's iconic.
Bueller.
I almost took his car as one of our most iconic.
So did I.
Cars.
It's under my other ones. Yes, I did too.
He looks so cool driving that.
Looks so awesome.
It's great. Bueller.
Who else do you have? Do you have any extras?
Oh, some of the other people I was going to pick?
Yeah.
I mean, let's give the list one more time. Ryan had the dude, Rocky, Buzz Lightyear, Michelangelo, and Ferris Bueller versus Forrest Gump, Batman, Jack Sparrow, Kevin McAllister, and Harry Potter. It's not even close today. It's not even close. Shame on
your group. Sounds like if they had a party, they would be lame as fuck.
I don't do it. Just who I want to get high and drunk with.
Oh, what are you doing it for then?
Iconic people. Like, bro, life is not just a party. It's a party.
Let me ask you about this.
Just a
party. Let me just ask you this, though. What would those group of people talk about?
I'm not hanging with these people. That's not the approach I took.
Yes, it is.
I took the most iconic.
Your approach is stupid.
Your approach sucks.
I'll take
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, you know who I forgot?
You ditched him.
I forgot. That's a movie character. He's not a movie character. He's a TV character. So it doesn't count.
That's right. There wasn't a Walker movie. There should have been.
There's a TV movie, but there was never.
That counts.
That doesn't
count. TV movie counts. Yes, it does. We didn't say big screen. That counts.
And if I had to, for real, I'd try to maybe take Trevette over Walker.
That's not iconic.
Trevette's? Yeah, that's iconic. We're not even worried about iconic, dude. I'm just putting a team together of bros. I'll just have a good time.
John Wick. Darth Vader.
It's real serious.
How did neither of us have Darth Vader?
He's under villains. That should be a separate one.
That's not a separate one. Indiana Jones, Iron Man.
What'd
you
say?
Way better than Captain
America.
Indiana
Jones. Can I just say this? I've tried to watch the first two.
Nobody will watch them with me.
I'll watch them with you if you want me to, but they're awful.
No, they're not.
Yeah, Harrison Ford is great in other movies. Air Force One, when he plays Jack Ryan in a few movies.
You just don't like older movies. You don't like older movies. That's the problem.
That's not true at all.
You're not really like a movie person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Marty McFly.
Yes, I thought of that one also. I was thinking that.
The Joker.
He really brings the party down. You know what I mean? Like, people having a good time.
Depends how you like to party.
Yeah.
Because Heath Ledger, that was probably a rave.
Mm. What about the Shredder?
That Joker was crazy.
You invite him over so I could cut the cheese? You have like mean cheese and you just use the Shredder to cut your cheese slices up?
No.
Mm.
No, you don't like cheese.
What about Bane? Invite him over, dude. Him and Batman could.
But why? He's not very fun. Like, I don't know. Like,
he'd be good at hide and seek, dude, because he's in the shadows.
If I was going to invite someone over to shred the cheese, you know it would be Wolverine.
Ooh, that's a good call, dude.
Not the Shredder. Wolverine would destroy Shredder.
If I could have an extra, I did just think of one. I'll take Deadpool to come and hang out, dude. I love Deadpool.
Deadpool's fun.
Inappropriate.
Super. What about Neo from The Matrix? Pretty iconic.
Yeah, but what if he's tripping and he doesn't know if he's in The Matrix or not, dude?
No,
he's like, did I take the red pill or the blue pill?
We're all in the Matrix, bro.
Valen.
We're all in Valen. The Matrix.
Find the rabbit, dude.
Why is it a rabbit?
I don't know. You showed me that movie for the first time, though, like 2 years ago. That movie's great.
He pissed me off. You didn't watch it forever. You know what movie Steph hasn't seen? It's going to piss you off.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No, we tried to watch that. I really enjoyed that movie, and you had the worst ADD of your entire life. You went from one thing to the next. You paused it and eventually you came back and changed the channel. And I was like, are we not watching it? You're like, oh, I forgot.
Just to give you guys an idea, on an average day, I'll get halfway through something and then just move to something else. I bet I try to do 50 things in one day.
I sat there so annoyed. I was like, whatever.
Like when I unload the dishwasher, I leave all the cupboard doors open and forget to close them.
Didn't you pay for that though, that movie?
It was on my Showtime.
Oh, I thought you rented that one.
I got Showtime again, so you can come over and watch it.
Okay. Probably get
what
the
movie has Steph not seen?
Dark Knight. I know.
Wait, are you talking about number two?
Yeah. She has never seen number two. I don't think she's seen three either. I don't know.
That's okay.
Figure this out at dinner this
We haven't
week.
Seen Indiana Jones.
You're
so
soft on her. If I told you I hadn't seen it, you'd want to punch
me. You like Batman. She doesn't like Batman.
She likes Batman?
Nah.
You're dumb.
You're dumb, dude.
You're dumb.
You don't even know.
Want to hear a dad joke?
Please.
You've already heard this one, but it's my favorite joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Moo.
I like that.
I love it. It's so great.
What's next?
Moo.
What's next week?
We are. It's not next week. It's next month.
Oh, damn. Sorry again, guys. I just miss you so much. I just want to be here every week, dude.
For the first 13, and then you'll be bored with it, and you'll probably change the channel on all of us.
Probably.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Usually when people talk to me, it's like the first 2 minutes I listen to them, and I'm like, that's cool.
I strongly appreciate your honesty. Yeah,
I am who I am.
Oh, my goodness. Most hated movie character.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
That's going to be so good.
Yeah, it's going to be very good.
Yeah, and I think these episodes have been, we expect them to be between 10 and 20 minutes long, because what I've realized as I listen to more podcasts, it drives me nuts when they last an hour. It drives me nuts when they last sometimes even a half hour.
Well, and people don't want to listen to our voices forever. You know what I mean? Like, they just
Dad does.
Greg.
He loves when we call and banter nonstop until he hangs up the phone.
I know. Good old Greggy.
We should do that again soon.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next week or next month. Or maybe next week.
Ryan might be back next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I'll see you next week. Let's go.
He's just going to start putting out his own content.
Yeah.
You'll get a good 5 episodes. It'll probably be iconic.
12, maybe.
Maybe 12. You really going to do your own podcast? You got the equipment.
I don't know. I've been thinking about either doing a movie podcast or I have a couple ideas going around.
Yeah, go ahead and tell him. I'll tell him.
Oh, okay. Don't steal my idea, but I have this idea for a podcast where I think of each week of different.
Wait, hold up. You didn't want to say it because you're afraid someone's going to take it.
It's the name of it is fantastic.
First of all, you got it from me.
I didn't get the name from you.
What's the name?
Smoke 'em if you got 'em, bro.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you talking about my weed podcast?
Yeah.
That does make sense. If it's there, you can't just let it go. You got to smoke that shit.
But the whole premise is that you're picking the top people that you'd want to smoke with.
Yes, I know.
Or get blazed with. However, maybe an edible or whatever you want to do.
But, yeah.
But bro.
Maybe some weeks we'll try people we want to like try shrooms with.
No, we'll
mix it up.
No, dude. They're not doing the shrooms, dude.
Going to Vegas. We're going to do it and go to Circus Soleil.
You know what? They decriminalized all the drugs out in Washington. And now they've got a state of emergency because of fentanyl. It ain't working out the way they thought it was going.
Kids need to go back to Tide Pods.
I mean, I lean left, but just take the Tide Pod and
just take the Tide Pod, dog. You're good.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean, I lean left, but even Portland and Seattle get a little out there for me sometimes. So
I hear they have great donuts out there, though.
How do you know that?
I watch a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, that's where you saw it?
Guy Fieri. No, I think I actually heard about the donut thing from Danielle when she went out there to pick her university for her master's.
I just literally asked you, how'd you know that? And you said, I watch a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I mean, I do. I just can't tell you for sure which one.
But now, and I said, oh, you learned that from there? And you said, no. What?
I don't know where I learned it, guys.
Have a conversation with this dude.
I just
sometime.
Know things.
It's all over the place.
It's hard because my brain is full of so much knowledge that sometimes you just got to get it out.
Okay. That's an old okay, Ron. Okay, Ron.
Okay. Who are you taking to the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl?
Oh, wait. Super Bowl is already going to be passed when this post.
Yeah, we're doing it early, but I hope it was. Oh, shit. I'll take the Chiefs.
I'll take the Chiefs, too.
My kids love Taylor Swift. And then in turn, they now love Travis Kelce. Which
I'd probably smoke with her. Taylor. She just grabs a guitar and ripping some jams, dude.
Be awesome.
She brings Travis. We're throwing a little
she don't have to bring Travis.
Vortex football in the backyard.
She doesn't need to bring Travis.
Catching bombs.
I mean, I like Travis, but I feel like Travis might kill the vibe that an acoustic guitar.
No way, because he'll bring Jason and then beer chugging contest and you're down.
Yeah, you go from this chill just around the fireplace to this rager. I don't know.
Da-na-na. It's everything. It's everything, everywhere, all at once, bro. You should see that movie.
I tried.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. You should see it.
I hate you.
Love you too, man.
Glad after this is done, I won't see you for like another year.
Your mustache looks good today.
All right. With that, we're out.
Yeah, peace. We're out. What's up?
You gotta stop doing that.
That's my favorite thing. So good.